a word for you from 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. What a wonderful salvation we have if we are truly God's children. He has caused us to be born again, as it says in verse 3, which reminds us of the fact that salvation is of God. We don't cause ourselves to be born again. We are born from above. He gives us new birth. As it is true for a baby that it doesn't cause itself to become a baby in the womb and then to be born, but it is an outside action. When God does the work, it is something marvelous and, according to our text, something that is imperishable. So it speaks here of the hope that Peter is reminding the Christians that are scattered in different places, reminding them of the hope that he calls the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We have a faith that is a living hope. Yes, through Jesus' resurrection from the dead, it just emphasizes the fact that he did the impossible. He is resurrected from the dead. Yes, we are saved through his death, through his blood, as Peter calls our attention to quite often in these letters. But it is based especially on his resurrection. And then he says, it's an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. In this world, there is much emphasis on trying to have assets or finance that won't be corrupted by poor interest or by a sudden crash in the markets. And there is a constant fear that we might lose our pension scheme or our insurance scheme or our investment in some market, and we watch it ever so carefully. But thanks be to God, here is something that is far more than just an insurance scheme or investing in some market, but it is something that is imperishable. God protects it. Are you protected by God? Are you His child? Are you truly born again?